the threat of further strike action at the Škoda auto car plant in Mladá Boleslav has been averted after management and unions agreed a deal on pay. Most of Škoda's 26,000 workers took part in a day-long staggered strike on Wednesday after months of inconclusive talks. That led to fresh negotiations which produced a compromise, under which wages will rise by 12.7% until the end of 2008. So the crisis at Škoda Auto, which is owned by Germany's Volkswagen, has been resolved. But what does it mean for the Czech economy? My colleague Rob Cameron spoke earlier to Aleš Michal. He's an analyst at Raiffeisen Bank, and Rob asked him for his reaction to the deal.
I really welcome that there will be no other strike in the company. But I would say that the final deal is not win-win situation either for labor union or management of the company.
Why is that?
I think that the growth of wages in Škoda Auto will be slightly above average in the Czech Republic. And on the other hand, I would say that this new strategy of the management of Škoda Auto will be keep an eye more on expenditures. There will be more pressure on the productivity.
But Škoda Auto is a hugely successful company, produced almost 550,000 cars last year. Sorry, sold almost 550,000 cars last year. Why shouldn't its workers, its employees, share in that wealth?
You are absolutely right. I think that for the budget of the company can easily absorb this increase. So there is no problem, and you are right that the results are quite great. But on the other hand, the growth of the productivity is lower than the demand for increase of the wages. So that's the problem of the productivity, not of the results or the profit of the company.
Do you think, Aleš, that if there are similar demands for wage increases in the future, that Volkswagen may think it might be a good idea to relocate its car business further east if wage demands are going to continue to rise?
I think that this question is not valid for today, or this is not the question of these days, and I do not expect that there will be any movement of the Škoda Auto to the east in the next 10 or 15 years.
So you think the Czech workforce can remain competitive for the time being?
I think so.
Obviously, everybody is talking about the potential knock-on effects that the Škoda settlement could have for other businesses in the Czech Republic, other sectors. Do you think there will be an effect in other areas of the Czech economy?
Yes, I think so. I think that this is a psychological signal for labor unions in other companies. And I would say that overall, there is a shortage of qualified technical workers on the Czech labor market. And that's why we can see the process of the tightening of the market. And overall, that's the threat of faster inflation. And I would expect there will be high interest rates soon just because of this fact.
In other words, because these qualified workers know that they are in demand, they can demand higher wages.
Absolutely, absolutely, you are right. So first of all, there will be bigger pressures on the wages, and finally there will be higher interest rates in the Czech economy.
That was Aleš Michal of Raiffeisen Bank discussing the deal between unions and management at Škoda Auto, as well as the wider impact of the strike, with Rob Cameron.